Childcare providers are concerned about potential impacts from new rules, an update on the embezzlement case involving a sheriff, and a change in service for Oklahoma City's Household Hazardous Waste Program. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 9th. I'm Deborah Shar. The State Department of Human Services hosted a public hearing Tuesday to allow child care providers to comment on proposed emergency rules. State Impact Jillian Taylor reports some providers took issue with a provision that would require certain facilities to get accredited by September 1st to maintain their level of subsidy funding.
The rules would change the requirements for the department's rating system, which assigns a star level from 1 to 5 to facilities based on their ability to meet certain criteria. Accreditation wasn't required of 5-star facilities, but now OKDHS wants to change that after it, quote, significantly underestimated the number of programs that would reach the highest levels. The agency says continuing its current spending levels is unsustainable. But providers like Aaron Forst say this requirement would strain facilities' resources and finances.
We urgently need more centers to open, but the rules you're proposing will likely lead to additional closures.
The department says it will prepare and issue responses to comments on the proposed rules at a later date. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A former Southeast Oklahoma sheriff had felony charges of embezzlement and bribery dismissed this week as part of a plea deal. Robbie Korth reports the sheriff is accused of using his position to upgrade a personal vehicle.
Former Pittsburgh County Sheriff Chris Morris was charged with 3 felonies last May for allegedly abusing his office. An independent prosecutor's affidavit says Morris illegally sold his personal Polaris utility vehicle to the sheriff's office for roughly $30,000. He has also been accused of negotiating free repairs for the UTV in exchange for letting an auto shop upcharge repairs for 2 Pittsburgh County vehicles. The prosecutor dropped the felony charges in exchange for Morris pleading essentially no contest to a misdemeanor count of embezzlement. Morris will receive a deferred sentence of 2 years in prison and about $1,000 in fines and fees. He also officially resigns from his office and will not serve a third term as sheriff after securing re-election last year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma politician and Chickasaw Nation leader Neil McCaleb died. He was 90 years old. McCaleb is an Oklahoma Hall of Fame inductee and served 8 years in the Oklahoma House of Representatives. He also served as the State Secretary of Transportation and an Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior. McCaleb told Voices of Oklahoma in a 2011 interview he hoped his public service would inspire others.
Well, I just advise young people in general to follow their dream, to have confidence in themselves, and to be prepared to make sacrifices to accomplish those dreams.
McCaleb advocated for tribal sovereignty on a national level and also served as a special advisor to Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby. Oklahoma City normally offers disposal for things like batteries, paint, and cleaning chemicals through its Household Hazardous Waste Program. But as Grayson Wheeler reports, the service will soon pause for upgrades.
The city is giving residents a heads up. Its Household Hazardous Waste Center is closing on February 11th for renovations and is expected to reopen in mid-March. But while the facility gets a facelift, waste disposal services won't be available. This pause also affects more residents who use the OKC facility. The center takes care of things like motor oil, weed killer, rat poison, and pool chemicals, materials that shouldn't go into the landfill or down the drain. The city is encouraging people to drop off their household hazardous waste before the facility closes. Otherwise, residents will need to hold on to it until service resumes on March 14th. For now, the center is open for drop-off between 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays or Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 11:30. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.